Dan Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. The White House says President Biden will meet with congressional leaders tomorrow for more debt ceiling talks after a weekend of progress on negotiations. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy isn't as optimistic.
I still think we're far apart.
And CBS's Nicole Killian says the clock's ticking.
Time is really ticking here. You have President Biden who's getting ready to go overseas to Japan and Australia. You have Congress getting ready to recess as soon as this week. So it really doesn't leave much time. And really, we would need to see a lot of substantive progress by tomorrow.
The default deadline is June 1st. The teacher's strike in Oakland, California is over.
First grader Max is looking forward to having his teacher back in class.
Yeah, I really want to go back to school. I have a lot of fun there.
His family supported the strike, as did parent Molly Glockler, who said the walkout hasn't been easy on anyone.
Having come off the tails of COVID, it has been stressful and hard.
The new contract includes an over 15% raise for teachers and a promise from the district to help house homeless students. Matt Bigler for CBS News, Oakland.
Florida's defunding colleges that spend money on diversity programs.
It's our view that when the taxpayers are funding these institutions, that we as Floridians and we as taxpayers have every right to insist that they are following a mission that is consistent with the best interests of our people and our state.
Governor Ron DeSantis signed several bills today limiting how schools can tackle topics like race, sexism, and oppression. The Vatican's now looking into a possible miracle at a church in Connecticut. CBS's Matt Piper explains.
The alleged miracle happened when a parishioner doling out communion said there were not enough hosts or wafers that are used to symbolize the body of Jesus Christ. Then suddenly that bread multiplied to the delight of parishioners like Shana Pia.
I think this is just a beautiful reminder from God during times that are challenging that there's always good in the world.
Now, after the Archdiocese of Hartford investigated, it's sending the results to the Vatican in Rome for review.
Crossings at the southern border are down. CBS's Weijia Jiang.
Over the weekend, migrants arrived at border fences for a shot at a new life and for help to survive.
Hambre también, tenemos mucha hambre.
You're hungry.
Hungry, yes.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas said strict new rules are deterring others from coming.
Mother Nature is cranking up the heat out west, where cities like Seattle and Portland set records this weekend. Faith Wimberly lives in Seattle.
We don't have air conditioning either, but we're lucky to have a backyard and access to shade and windows that open. We can get a good cross breeze.
Temps could hit triple digits in California soon. That extreme heat's rolling in about a month early. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
News brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Walks, your personal injury attorneys with over 35 years of experience. GTWLawyers.com. They're all in to win. Accidents can be life-changing, no matter how careful you are. But with Gingras Thompson & Walks, you're not alone. For decades, they've been fighting for the rights of people just like you. They'll let you focus on your recovery while they handle the legal complexities. If you or a loved one has been hurt or killed due to someone else's negligence, contact them now. You may deserve compensation.
All in to win. Gingras Thompson & Walks. GTWLawyers.com.
Transform yourself and your fitness routine with Soulful Fitness in Brown Deer. With 25 years of experience, Lisa and her team at Soulful Fitness offer personal training in a variety of classes, including nutrition, kickboxing, boot camps, and yoga. You'll find a private, personalized atmosphere that caters to all fitness levels, from personal training sessions to virtual classes and everywhere in between. For fitness that's personal, visit soulfulfitness.com. That's SOLFUL fitness.com.
Horizon Healthcare helps individuals recover from the devastating effects of mental illness and drug dependency. They're currently seeking a first shift office administrative assistant to join their Waukesha team. Qualifications include a high school diploma and basic computer skills. Starting pay is $18 per hour. Contact Tiffany Sanchez now at 414-841-2972. That's 414-841-2972. Join the Horizon Healthcare team today. Contact Tiffany Sanchez at 414-841-2972.
Hey, all you vintage Vixens, rockabilly rebels, and cool cats. Find the retro-inspired fashion you're looking for in South Milwaukee at Hollyville. This one-woman small business is known for creating many one-of-a-kind looks reminiscent of the 40s, 50s, and 60s, and sourcing out to other retro clothing brands from around the world. It's where vintage meets modern. Hollyville, 916 Milwaukee Avenue, South Milwaukee. 414-220-0005. That's 414-220-0005. Or log on to hollyville.com.
When snack time rolls around, don't settle for the same old, spice it up with Emmanuel's Mix. Imagine this, corn rice cereal, pretzels, and mammoth pecans, plus a unique coating that perfectly melts sweet and salty. Emmanuel's Mix Spicy Blend even won first place in the Grand Champion Eats and Treats competition at the Wisconsin State Fair. Now that's tasty! A proud member of Something Special from Wisconsin and served on the sweet level of Fiserv Forum. Emmanuel's Mix. Log on to emmanuelsmix.com. That's emmanuelsmix.com. And get snacking!
A no-holds-barred political conversation. That's Matt Flynn Direct.
This is a scam, and Tucker Carlson is one of the guys. He's one of the guys who said the election was stolen, Dominion voting machines are no good, on the air, but in the background, he's going, this is insane. This is a load of bull. The guy lies for a living.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. You're going right to the front lines of history in the making. There was a lot of it made this weekend, I'll tell you that. Let me start with one that surprised even me. I don't get surprised too often by the skullduggery on this side, but listen to this. Ron DeSantis, you know, he's running for president. He says he hasn't announced yet, but you know he's running for president. He urged his supporters to donate money to the defense fund of Daniel Penny, P-E-N-N-Y. Daniel Penny is the guy on the subway in New York who strangled the Michael Jackson impersonator. Because the Michael Jackson impersonator was mentally ill, apparently, and had been harassing people on the subway. So Daniel Penny grabbed him from behind and strangled him, put him in that chokehold so he could not breathe. $1.8 million has already been raised by people to defend Daniel Penny for strangling Jordan Neely. Here's what DeSantis did. And the reason I'm bringing this up, because it's kind of disgusting, but more importantly, this is a guy who thinks he's going to be president. He's not going to be president. Not going to be president. Here's what DeSantis did. He compared Penny to the Good Samaritan in the Bible. Ron DeSantis compared Daniel Penny, who strangled Jordan Neely, the Michael Jackson impersonator on the subway, compared him to the Good Samaritan in the Bible. Now, remember something. The Good Samaritan in the Bible came to the aid of a man who'd been beaten, stripped naked of his clothes, and left on the side of the road. The Good Samaritan went to his aid. The Good Samaritan didn't strangle the man who'd been beaten, stripped of his clothes, and left on the side of the road. But Ron DeSantis compared this guy Penny, Daniel Penny, to the Good Samaritan. And then DeSantis said about Daniel Penny, America's got his back. What, America's got his back? America likes to see people strangled. America got his back. And then DeSantis, believe it or not, attacked Alvin Bragg, the DA in Manhattan, who's prosecuting Daniel Penny. What are you supposed to do? He's the DA. Guy gets strangled on the subway. You prosecute him. DeSantis is unhinged. He attacks Alvin Bragg for doing it. Prosecuting Daniel Penny. And then he goes, and Alvin Bragg was associated with George Soros. Now, let's hold the phone here for a second. What the heck? First of all, George Soros never met Alvin Bragg, and Alvin Bragg never met George Soros. They've both already said that. They've both already talked about that. What he's getting at is that George Soros has made contributions to various organizations that try to clean up prosecution, and that's his right to do that. And that one of those organizations apparently gave a contribution to Alvin Bragg. So dragging George Soros in is something the right wing does all the time. George Soros is originally from Hungary, and he's an immigrant, came here and did very well for himself. Very generous man, very good man. But what I don't understand is how Ron DeSantis thinks this is going to help him be president, because he was not the only guy who stood up for the strangler, the subway strangler, Daniel Penny. Matt Gaetz called Daniel Penny, quote, Subway Superman for killing the Michael Jackson impersonator. Remember, Trump earlier, a couple of years ago, met with Kyle Rittenhouse after he had shot three men right here in Wisconsin and called him a nice young man. Greg Abbott of Texas is about to pardon a guy named Daniel Perry. Different from Daniel Penny. Daniel Penny is the subway strangler. Daniel Perry, P-E-R-R-Y, just was convicted of homicide and got 25 years for shooting a Black Lives Matter marcher in a protest. Just pull right up and plug the guy. Plug the guy. And Greg Abbott thinks, well, I'm going to pardon that man. Boy, he did exactly what I want. Here's what's going on. Here's what's going on. DeSantis is trying to out-Trump Trump, out-Trump Greg Abbott, clear the field for being nobody can get to his right on cruelty. What he doesn't understand is that Republicans who've done very have been successful in the past, Ronald Reagan at president, Tommy Thompson as governor, didn't project cruelty. They project the antithesis of that. They projected smiles, enthusiasm, hope, that kind of thing. And the same with Democrats, guys like, you know, Bill Clinton, Barack Obama, John F. Kennedy. You're not going to be president if you're trying to outdo some very bad people on the cruelty meter. And there are two things that that he has done, that DeSantis has done, in addition to trying to defend this guy, Daniel Penny, the strangler, and get his folks to contribute to the guy's defense fund. He's already gotten $1.8 million, for Pete's sake. There's a couple of things to keep in mind. One is, you can tell a lot about a candidate by what people in his own party, say about him. You know, not the other party. You know, the Democrats will trash him, right? And Republicans will trash Biden. Okay. In his own party, what do they say about Ron DeSantis? I'll give you two examples. And these have both been reported publicly. One of them, and of course, they never do it for attribution to the press, but they are people who are in the Republican Party who are activists. One of them was asked to describe DeSantis. He said, the best way I can do it is to say this. He would unplug your life support to charge his phone. He would unplug your life support to charge his phone. And the second thing, another one said when asked to describe him, said, he's like the captain of the football team who throws a geek against the wall to get a laugh out of the cheerleaders. Now, neither of those descriptions appeal to me, and they don't appeal to most people, and they don't appeal to Republicans in general. The other thing I want to emphasize, what the guy has done is, even on issues, he tries to out-Trump Trump. And one of the dumbest things he did was he was asked about Ukraine. Now, listen, the reason that that Trump, as opposed to Biden, who has stood up for Ukraine and stood up for NATO and stood up for our alliance, is the reason why Trump attacks Ukraine and admires Putin and says things like, Putin got for $2 in sanctions. He got all that real estate. He's a genius. He won't say that he'd defend Ukraine, all of that, is because he has been financed by the Ruskies for decades. His own son said that to a journalist. And he's afraid of Putin. And when he meets with Putin, he is servile to Putin. So the idiot DeSantis goes, well, I've even got to get more Putinish than Trump. I can't believe how dumb that is. And he said, when he was asked about Ukraine, well, it's just a local border dispute. Not going to give him a blank check. Local border dispute. No, that's a local border dispute, like the shooting of the Archduke Ferdinand in Sarajevo in 1914 was just a dust-up in a town between Serbia and Austria. It launched the First World War. It killed hundreds of thousands of people. It redid the map of Europe. Ukraine and Russia are not just a border dispute. This guy wants to be president of the United States. Does he know anything about foreign policy? Anything? Has he ever thought about it? He keeps stepping in it, trying to somehow out-Trump Trump, and he looks at it very mechanistically. He goes, all right, well, if I out-Trump Trump, everybody will love me. I'll be the nominee, blah, blah, blah. He ain't going to be the nominee. If he keeps this up, and frankly, I think it's too late myself. You can't go around and have a guy on the inside of your campaign going, or the Republican Party saying he would unplug your life support to charge his phone. I mean, you can't have that. Nobody's going to vote for that. They're not going to vote for a guy who thinks Russia-Ukraine is somehow a local border dispute. And they're not going to vote for a guy who compares the subway strangler to the Good Samaritan. It ain't going to happen. All right, we're going to the lines. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Mark?
The Good Samaritan, for the love of God, where does DeSantis come up with this stuff? I mean, it is just ridiculous. I mean, anybody who's read the Bible or is even familiar with the phrase, a guy who strangles somebody, how is that the Good Samaritan? Because this guy obviously was just annoying and not really a threat to anybody. And this guy decided to be a hot dog and do this. And he's got to take responsibility for his actions because he killed this guy for no other reason than he wanted to show off. I mean, it is just ridiculous that this guy will probably get away with it. I mean, it is just.
Yeah, well, I mean, No. The thing you say he's going to get away with it. Now he's already raised $1.8 million in defense. And DeSantis, I mean, stupidly, is going to his supporters. Well, give him more money. You know, don't give it to me. Give him more money. And then saying that America's got his back. Come on. But the defense will be something like you're saying. But you got to get the minute the guy goes limp, you let go. This guy went ahead and strangled him for 50 more seconds after he went limp. You let go. You hold him from behind, a couple of other guys. He's a skinny guy. Did you see the guy in the videos? And he's a pretty good dancer. You know, I got to say, I kind of liked his moves. He was a Michael Jackson impersonator. He was doing the moonwalk. I mean, really, I can't do the moonwalk. He could do the moonwalk. And then they go, the Good Samaritan. Come on. The Good Samaritan saw a guy who was beaten, stripped, and left on the side of the road. The Good Samaritan didn't strangle the guy. The Good Samaritan helped the guy. Anyway, I think DeSantis is really, I don't see how this guy gets nominated. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Cut you down, tell him that God's gonna cut you down, tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
The four most dreaded words. My computer is down. Oh boy, that bites. Remain sane. PC It Back Together will fix the pain. Rated number one PC doctor in Southeast Wisconsin. Great service, great rates, and fast service with no trip charge. Experts with PCs, laptops, network servers, protection, backups, and can even help you remotely. Click PCItBack.com or call us at 262-706-3235. That's 262-706-3235. Remain sane. We fix the pain.
North Shore Healthcare is hiring. As the largest provider of post-acute care in Wisconsin, they offer skilled nursing and assisted living services, as well as home health and hospice care through North Shore at Home. They're looking for compassionate individuals who want to make a difference in the lives of those they serve. If you're a CNA, licensed nurse, administrator, or business professional and want to grow your career, visit nshorehc.com/careers to find out why North Shore Healthcare is the right choice for you.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lows around 48 tonight, under mainly clear skies, west winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Lots of sunshine tomorrow, slight chance for scattered rain showers, highs around 77. Clear skies tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 40. Ample sunshine expected Wednesday, with daytime highs approaching 59. 71 Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 66 degrees. Home of Les Paul.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, here's another piece of work, and it always amazes me how a Republican will, right to your face, I mean, right to the camera, say something that's not just false, but directly contradicted by something, contradicting something else he said or something written on a board right behind the guy. Here's an example. Brian Stile, guy from Janesville, Republican. You know, I mean, if he kept his head down and was moderate, he could last a long time. But this is the kind of stuff he pulls. Here's an example. He is the chairman. He's a committee chairman. Committee chairman of the House Administration Committee. And he just hired a former Trump staffer to work on the committee. And this Trump staffer was involved in the effort to overturn the 2020 election in Arizona. And here's a statement Brian Stile puts out. He says, well, that's not relevant to what he's going to do in this committee. That's not relevant to the committee's focus on boosting trust in elections. You know, they go to the guy, they go to Stile, they go, okay, you just hired a guy who was deeply involved in the effort to overturn the 2020 elections in Arizona with fake electors. And you're telling me that that is, quote, not relevant to the committee's focus on boosting trust in elections? All right, here are the facts. The guy's name is Thomas Lane, L-A-N-E. He's working as election counsel and director of election coalitions for the committee, for the House Administration Committee. He makes $155,000 a year. That's actually quite a bit for a staffer on the Hill. It really is. $155,000 taxpayer money. Now, when the Republicans take over the Congress, and of course they run the committees, all of these descriptions of what people do are very Orwellian. You know, Thomas Lane is working as election counsel and director of election coalitions. Oh, really? Well, am I in that coalition? I doubt that I'm in that coalition. $155,000. But he was at a December 2020 meeting in Arizona where 11 Arizona Republicans declared that they were the true electors, falsely declared. And then he was subpoenaed last year by the January 6th Commission. And here is the statement in more full form that Stile put out. Quote, Thomas Lane has come on board and he's assisting us in moving forward our agenda of key voter integrity laws. Integrity. And a guy couldn't spell integrity. And then he says, I do not think that anything in his past is relevant to his present work. Now, wait a minute. Quote, he's come on board and he's assisting us in moving forward our agenda of key voter integrity laws. The Orwellian thing about what they do in the Republican Party is they substitute a word like integrity for repression or suppression. So what he's talking about is Thomas Lane is coming on board and assisting us in moving forward our agenda of key voter suppression laws. If they were honest, that's what they'd say, even though that's unconstitutional, wrong, and illegal. But they call it integrity. They call it integrity. And then they say, well, the fact that he was also counsel and was the, one of the guys helping them plan the 11 Arizona state electors, fake electors, Republicans, falsely declared that they were the real electors when they were not. And then, of course, all this stuff happened in Wisconsin, mailed into the Senate, mailed into the archives. It's a felony to do that. And Thomas Lane gets picked up at $155,000 a year of taxpayer money, my money, your money. And they call it integrity now. And so nothing he's doing has anything to do with what he did in the past. And by the way, what he did in the past was fine with us. That's Brian's style. Now, there's a lot of disappointing things about what I just said, that he hired this Thomas Lane and do all that. But the most disappointing to me is the guy gets caught doing this. He doesn't say things like, well, the guy's seen the error of his ways, or, you know, he's reformed, or he's a very young guy and he got swept up. No, none of that. It's he's helping us with voter integrity laws, and voter integrity has nothing to do with his being one of the people trying to set up the fake electors to undermine the Arizona election in 2020. I mean, not only is it absurd and insulting to have listened to this, but the fact that Stile would do that and that he thinks that that's the right thing to do just rules him out, in my view, for any kind of further election, future position, anything of that nature. Another little sweet thing, a taste tempter. Did you see Trump's Mother's Day greeting? Donald Trump put out a Mother's Day greeting on Truth Social. Mother's Day, usually you say, I am so grateful to the sacrifices my mother made. I'm grateful to my wife, Melania, and the mother of our son. And I'm very, very grateful for all the women in the family, Ivanka. And salute to the mothers of the United States. Did he say that? You suspect that he didn't say that? Well, you're right. He didn't say that. Here's what Donald Trump said on Mother's Day, Sunday. Quote, happy Mother's Day to all, in particular the mothers, wives, and lovers of the radical left, fascists, Marxists, and communists who are doing everything within their power to destroy and obliterate our once great country. Please make these complete lunatics and maniacs kinder, gentler, and softer. You know, who puts that out on Mother's Day? Who puts that out on his Mother's Day message? Who doesn't even mention his own mother, his wife, his daughters, the mothers in this country, the mothers of our veterans, of everybody who serves our country? Who doesn't at least mention them? And who says, so the particular, the mothers, wives, and lovers of the radical left, fascists, Marxists, and communists? I mean, this guy is seriously disturbed. Going to break. Lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Points and beyond, from Southeast Wisconsin and to the world. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. They could be close, but House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says he doesn't think Republican leaders will reach an agreement with President Biden over the debt ceiling.
Seems more like they want to default than a deal.
They're set to meet tomorrow at the White House, with just weeks to go before the nation's critical default deadline. Congress would have to take action by June 1st to avoid it. Homeland Security is optimistic a wave of migrants is not coming across the southern border. CBS's Skyler Henry.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says it's too early to tell whether the numbers at the southern border have peaked.
The numbers that we have experienced are markedly down over what they were prior to the end of Title 42.
And Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is cracking down on colleges spending money on diversity and inclusion programs.
You don't just get to take taxpayer dollars and do whatever the heck you want to do and think that that's somehow okay.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
News brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Walks, your personal injury attorneys dedicated to helping you get the justice you deserve. GTWLawyers.com. They're all in to win. Accidents can be life-changing, no matter how careful you are. But with Gingras Thompson & Walks, you're not alone. For decades, they've been fighting for the rights of people just like you. They'll let you focus on your recovery while they handle the legal complexities. If you or a loved one has been hurt or killed due to someone else's negligence, contact them now. You may deserve compensation.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Walks, GTWLawyers.com.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Let Microvello's Camera Center help you start your family photo album by turning your digital images into gorgeous 4x6-inch prints on 2 for Tuesday. Buy one print, get the second free. Up to 100 prints. In-store only at 181st and Blue Mound. Horizon Healthcare helps individuals recover from the devastating effects of mental illness and drug dependency. They're currently seeking a first-shift office administrative assistant to join their Waukesha team. Qualifications include a high school diploma and basic computer skills. Starting pay is $18 per hour. Contact Tiffany Sanchez now at 414-841-2972. That's 414-841-2972. Join the Horizon Healthcare team today. Contact Tiffany Sanchez at 414-841-2972.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
Cockroaches, not that bad. They call them palmetto bugs in South Carolina. Same thing, you can call them up here.
Are they really palmetto bugs?
Yeah, and they're a great source of protein. They're going to be the lot.
I hear the train coming. Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Gene of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Mind today, Gene.
I'll tell you who will send out a message like that. A spoiled, deranged psychopath sends out messages to mothers on Mother's Day like that. You know, my big concern is, you know, who are the men behind the curtains that are involved in the state-by-state attempt to take down our country and our democracy? I mean, the people that raise money for those who murder others, like for Kyle Rittenhouse, and then the guy that strangled Michael Jackson impersonator. You know, it's to me, they need to be doing a heck of a big investigation, and I hope the people they're calling the deep state. You know, any time Trump people or Republicans are under legal investigation. They try to blame everything on the deep state, and everybody's trying to come out and get them. It's just putrid stuff. And you know, Matt, a friend of ours had a weekend visit with somebody that, you know, was supposedly a normal person who totally, totally believed the Trump BS going on, totally about the deep state and how Joe Biden's in with China, and it is really unbelievable, and nobody could get through. So there's some pretty bad stuff going on with people's heads, and we need to start utilizing the FCC on spreading just terrible lies on Fox, Newsmax, totally spreading lies and stuff, because this is really, truly impacting people more than we even imagine. Right. So thank you very much for covering this, Matt. And nobody that's involved in, you know, the election line, things like that, should be on any board in our federal government. And that guy from Wisconsin should just resign because he's pathetic, and what they did in our state still haven't been held accountable. But they will. It may take a long time, but they will be held accountable legally. So thank you so much, Matt, for what you're doing. But
yeah,
boy.
Thank you. Thank you, Gene. Always great call, as always. And now let me give you another atrocity to add to what you were just saying. There is a senator in Alabama named Tommy Tuberville. Tommy Tuberville was a football coach. He was a football coach. And, you know, successful football coach. He decided to run to the Senate. The problem for Tommy Tuberville was, in between the time he left being a football coach and he ran for the Senate, I think it was Auburn that he was the coach for, he was one of the people that set up an investment company that turned out to be a fraud. And one of his partners was, I think, prosecuted for securities fraud. Tommy Tuberville was another owner. As they go to Tommy and they go, well, why shouldn't we prosecute you? And Tommy somehow got off by saying, essentially, I'm too dumb to have known what I was doing. And of course, ignorance of the law is not an excuse. But he said, look, I'm a football coach. I don't know anything about securities. They told me this, and somehow they let him wiggle away. Ran for the Senate, and the guy wins. I think Jeff Sessions may have tried to make a comeback in that primary, didn't make it. Tommy Tuberville made it. Tommy Tuberville is bad news, and here's the reason why. I'll give you a couple of reasons. One is, just the other day, he said, with regard to white supremacy, he says, quote, white nationalists are simply Americans. This is what he said, Tommy Tuberville. White nationalists are simply Americans. Then he said, they are simply, a white supremacist is simply a Trump Republican, end quote. Tommy Tuberville. White nationalists are simply Americans, and a white nationalist is simply a Trump Republican. Now, that's disgusting. But Tommy Tuberville is also the guy that put a hold on any promotion for any flag-level officer, and flag-level means general or admiral, general in the Army, in the Marine Corps, general in the Air Force, or an admiral in the fleet, a star officer, they call them, one star to four stars. There's 650 flag officers that are being held up by Tommy Tuberville, demoralizing our military, because he thinks that female members of the armed forces should not be permitted to have abortions, to travel to go to have an abortion. Lloyd Austin, our Secretary of Defense, got hold of him, and he said, you're harming national security. We're going to lose some leaders of our military. Mitch McConnell said, well, I don't support what Tuberville is doing. Now, Tuberville, I do not think, ever served in the military. If Tuberville had been around in the 1860s, I think Ulysses Grant would have rounded him up. He would have, the best case, spent a lot of time in prison. Tommy Tuberville is a bad man. But I have a deeper question. I see you on the lines. I'll get to you in a second. Why is one senator permitted to hold up the promotions of 650 flag officers when the Lloyd Austin, the Secretary of Defense, calls him and says, you're harming national security. And here's the reason why. Under the Senate rules, which are not part of the Constitution, any one senator can hold up anything. Anything. One senator. There's 100 of them. And the fiction is they can say, okay, bring up each one of these promotions one at a time, the 650 of them, and we'll spend 2 weeks on each one. Well, 2 weeks times 650, what do you think that is? What kind of work do you think the Senate will do? They can't do it. They have to what's called unanimous consent. Unanimous means all 100. And one guy like Tommy Tuberville can say, no, you're not going to do it. Remember, one of them did it to ambassador appointments by Biden, deprived us of an ambassador to NATO, an ambassador to the EU, ambassador overseeing the withdrawal from Afghanistan, an ambassador overseeing what we're doing in Iran. Did that and badly hurt us in terms of standing up to the Ruskies, jihad in Afghanistan, jihad in Iran. These are Republicans that do this, not Democrats. These are Republicans that do this. Why do they all do it? Have you heard any? Okay, Mitch McConnell says, I don't support it. He doesn't say he's going to do anything about it. Have you heard a single Democratic senator or Republican senator even object to Tommy Tuberville doing this? If you call their office, Democrat or Republican, their staff will say, well, we don't agree with it. Why in God's name are they not doing something about it? And that is because the senators, all 100 of them, are taking an ego bath. They all think they're in the House of Lords. In the House of Lords, you can get in because your father was the Duke of Norfolk. You can be dumber than hell, cheated in college, thrown out, and lazy as hell, and you're in the House of Lords. That's their Senate. That's their upper house. They think they're lords. They do not attack Tommy Tuberville because every one of them likes to have his rear end kissed all the time as he walks down the hallway for being one of the lords. There is no reason why the Republicans are untrustworthy. They will knife us to hurt Joe Biden. That's what's really going on here. However, there's no reason why the 51 Democrats can't say, all right, we're changing the Senate rules. It takes 30% of the Senate to hold up a nomination for discussion, not 1% of the Senate. And if they're filibustered, under the rules that are there now, 51 of them can overdo the filibuster by getting rid of it for this particular purpose. None of them do it because they think they're in the House of Lords. 650 flag officers from one-star to four-star generals and admirals are not getting promotions. And let me tell you something. As a veteran, I can tell you, take the Navy, because I was in the Navy. The biggest deterrent we have that scares the Chinese and the Russians is our submarine fleet, nuclear submarine fleet. They have nowhere near our technology. They're frightened to death by us. Devoting your life to 20 or 25 years of service in the Navy, separate from family a lot and all of that, takes a lot of morale and esprit de corps, really does. The top 5% of the in the military academy, in this case Annapolis, the top 5%, whether they want to or not, are called in for interviews for the submarine fleet. They're asked to join it. It is that important. If you're going to put in 20 or 25 years and you're a commander and then a captain, you aspire to be an admiral. If the clown Tuberville, who never served, who Ulysses Grant would have put in prison if he hadn't hanged him, the clown Tuberville, who said he was too dumb to understand securities fraud. The clown Tuberville is being treated like somebody in the House of Lords because the other 99 senators are taking an ego bath. Enough's enough. Enough, enough, clowns. We do not want a House of Lords. We want a strong Navy, an Army, an Air Force, a Marine Corps, do you see? And most of you in the Senate never served in the military either. You don't give a damn. I'm tired of this. Very tired of this. I'm going to the lines. Tom and McFarland, my friend, you're first. What's in your mind today, Tom?
You know, just speaking in terms of Trump, Trump would be nowhere without his supporters in the Republican Party. They kind of show you how far they've come. A bridge too far for Republicans back in the, I'm sure you remember this happening, was when one of their candidates couldn't spell the word potato. And that was the end of Dan Quayle's career. Now they have absolutely no problem with a candidate who has been held liable for sexual abuse. So if you need any evidence as far as how far down into the gutter the Republican Party has gone, let's just bring in Mr. Quayle as Exhibit A. Thank you very much.
That's good. A blast from the past. Thank you, Tom. Wisco Paul, my friend, you're next. What's your mind, Wisco Paul?
Hi, good afternoon, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. What Tupperville is doing makes no sense. It's hard to get good qualified people in the military as it is, and being a commander of a submarine is no small task, to say the least, and you're putting us at risk doing stuff like that. And I don't understand why the Senate isn't taking into task for this. I want to mention one other thing, because Biden talked about, and that's domestic terrorists. I remember Ruby Ridge and then Waco, maybe a government overreach, I don't know, which led to Timothy McVeigh down in Oklahoma. And then just lately at this state, we had people training to kidnap the governor of Michigan. And then, of course, you had lots of other things going on and then January 6th, of course. But the Republicans have to be careful stirring this stuff up, because they're messing with people's lives, same with death threats and the stuff like that's going on under this Trump. And, you know, find a different candidate, because there's certain people, they hang on his every word, and we certainly don't want to see another Timothy McVeigh. I mean, where I went down to that memorial where that's at down there, and it's you can almost bring you to tears, all the kids that died there and stuff. So what I'm saying is the Republican Party needs to get a hold of themselves, and not only screwing up the military, but working these, I don't know if what you want to call them, but domestic terrorism anyway. And I was glad to see Biden wants to put a stop to that. So, and then the last thing I want to say, I'm all over the map, is Tom Tiffany's thinking about running for Senate. Jesus, I don't know, man. Okay, thanks, man. Thanks.
Well, excellent call. That was a really good call, Paul. And one piece of breaking news, we're talking about violence, just now came over the wires. Jerry Conley, who is a congressman in Virginia, some guy goes into his office with a metal bat and starts attacking his staff and hit a few people, hit computers, tearing it up, looking to beat Jerry Conley to death. They arrested the guy, apparently. You'll see more about it on the news tonight. All of those congressmen now have to have security. And because this is violence Trump unleashed. He's the guy that said that the Second Amendment people should take care of Hillary Clinton and her bodyguard should be disarmed, and protesters at his rally should be beaten up and he'd pay the defense fees. Remember, he unleashed violence. The Republican Party has unleashed violence. And today, Jerry Conley, good man, Democratic congressman from Virginia, wasn't there. Guy goes in with a metal baseball bat and beats the hell, hits people and breaks up computers. This stuff, Wisco Paul is exactly correct. This stuff has got to stop. I see you on the lines. Don't hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more after the break.
And I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away. Some whistle blow my blues away.
All you vintage vixens, rockabilly rebels, and cool cats, find the retro-inspired fashion you're looking for in South Milwaukee at Hollyville. This one-woman small business is known for creating many one-of-a-kind looks reminiscent of the 40s, 50s, and 60s, and sourcing out to other retro clothing brands from around the world. It's where vintage meets modern. Hollyville, 916 Milwaukee Avenue, South Milwaukee. 414-220-0055. That's 414-220-0055, or log on to hollyville.com.
The four most dreaded words. My computer is down. Oh boy, that bites. Remain sane. PC it back together. We'll fix the pain. Rated number one PC doctor in Southeast Wisconsin. Great service, great rates, and fast service with no trip charge. Experts with PCs, laptops, network servers, protection, backups, and can even help you remotely. Click PCitBack.com or call us at 262-706-3235. That's 262-706-3235. Remain sane. We fix the pain.
We're all familiar with the three what's. What is it? What can it do for me? And what does it cost? At Country Financial, we can help you find the answers with insurance coverage to help protect what's most important to you, all at a price you can afford. So while you're juggling work and kids while trying to keep an eye on your future, we'll make sure we're one of the first ones there when you need us most. What should you do next? Call Matthew Holbrook, your Country Financial representative at 414-332-2137 and chat about your insurance needs today. 414-332-2137.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly clear skies tonight with a low of 48. Winds out of the west, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mainly sunny again tomorrow. Slight chance for scattered showers. High of 77. Lows dip down to about 40 tomorrow night. Clear skies. Clear skies Wednesday with daytime highs approaching 61. 71 Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 66 degrees.
Back to Matt Flynn, director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. Go right to the lines. Gary of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. Gary, what's in your mind today?
Well, quick thing on this, appointments at the Congress. I mean, that's military. That's even, that shouldn't even be their call. That's the commander-in-chief would be the president. I mean, he should be able to make those decisions. I would think it would be his choice to send them through. So that's all. He's got the power. I think he should be able to take care of that. Thank you.
I like that comment. You know, that had not occurred to me. But, you know, for instance, in this state, a guy like Evers can appoint somebody provisionally as a member of his cabinet. They have to be approved by the legislature. Of course, the legislature in this state is gerrymandered and illegitimate. And they will do things to try to help hurt the Democratic governor. And with Brad Paff, when he was agriculture secretary, they knifed him just to embarrass Evers and all that. That said, you just raised a very important point. It had not occurred to me. Joe Biden is the commander in chief. Joe Biden decides what we're going to do militarily and all of that. Yes, Congress is supposed to declare war and all that. And that was great when everybody fought with swords and muskets. But when the other side is nuclear weapons and supersonic missiles, Joe's going to have to do the job, and Joe doing a good job. So here's a proposal. Let me throw it out there. Joe Biden, if these 650 people, these 650 flag officer ranked people were vetted, they have distinguished records, and they were proposed by their commanding officers and by the Secretary of Defense. If I'm Joe Biden, thank you very much. I think if I'm Joe Biden, I go, okay, they go up in pay grade to the new position. They get to wear the extra star. If they were one star, they get two stars. If there were three stars, they get four stars, whatever it was. And we are going to assign them for their position. And the courts and, you know, the Republican courts, the tarantulas and the Republicans said, no, we're the ones that get to say so. And Tommy Tuberville is sitting down there in Biloxi. No, that's in Mississippi. He's sitting down there in Mobile, Alabama, you know, chewing his cud and thinking about it. And okay. And if I'm Biden, I go, oh, great. Well, when you guys are ready to act, you just come right back to me. You come right back to me, Tommy Tuberville, come right back to me. And you can say, okay, it's fine with us. Well, great. They're already in the position. Or you can come back and say, no, it's not fine with us. And I'll say, great, hold a vote. You have to hold a vote to say it's not fine with us. Well, we can't hold a vote because the 51 Democrats would then say it's fine and it would work. Right. That's exactly right. So we're just telling you it's not okay with us. Well, why don't you jump in the lake? How's that going? I like it. Gary, I like that a lot. You put them in provisionally. You put them in permanently, for that matter. Give them the pay raise, give them the star, give them the, what are the Republicans? Then the monkey's on their back. Then the Republicans got to go, no, I want what, 650 flag officers taken off of submarines, aircraft carriers, taken off of bases that are restraining the Chi-Coms, the Norks, the Commie Ruskies, all of these? No, I don't think that happened. I like that. You know, think about Joe Biden, and he's an excellent president, but he's a little cautious. And I think he's reluctant to do that. But as long as he's reluctant to do it, Muscle Mitch will go, oh, well, I don't agree with Tuberville, but he's a good man. And probably he's thinking about it. Well, you know, you have to understand, Joe, that the Republican Party is in bad faith, that many of them are tarantulas, probably all of them, and that they will do anything to injure the United States, to injure a Democratic president. So, excellent point. Now, let me turn to something else. Somebody threw out, I think it was Wisco Paul said that in the Senate race, that Tom Tiffany is thinking of running. Well, Tom Tiffany is a joke. Tom Tiffany is a joke. The only reason he's elected is because it's gerrymandered up there. Dave Obey had it. Dave was one of the best congressmen, chairman of the Appropriations Committee. We're going to the lines. Jake of Eureka, California, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Jake?
Hey, you know, I like the way that Doug Jones dispatched of Tommy Tuberville. Of course, Doug Jones is a former Democratic senator from the state of Alabama. And he said that Tuberville doesn't even know the meaning of the Civil Rights Act. Tuberville is reported to not only be the dumbest member of the Senate, which is saying a lot, considering Ron Johnson is in the Senate, but Tuberville continues. He has not backtracked at all. He is continuing to double down on his support for neo-Nazis in the American military, for so-called white nationalists. Let's call them what they really are, white supremacists. And those are Tommy Tuberville's kind of people. And he admitted that today's Republican is a white supremacist, period. He admitted it. Why don't we just say it from now on? Any Republican calling the show, just, you know, announce that they're a white supremacist up front.
Yeah, that's a good point. Now, remember one thing in fairness, what he said was a white supremacist is just a Trump Republican. So he's not saying all Republicans. I mean, obviously, Liz Cheney is not a white supremacist. Neither is Adam Kinzinger. Neither is Mitt Romney. Neither is Muscle Mitch or, you know, the more mainstream Republican. They're not white supremacists at all. But what he's saying, which was, and he smeared his whole party by saying it, the Trump Republicans are white supremacists. And the truth is, he's lying about that, too. There are people who are hoodwinked into voting for Trump and they believe what he said, who aren't white supremacists. But what he's done is he's really labeled the ones, the real hardcore who are. But then he simply said white nationalists are simply Americans. That was his other quotation. White nationalists are simply Americans. Well, that's baloney. America is, we are not white nationalists. If we were, we wouldn't have fought the Civil War. We fought the Civil War. 600,000 people were killed in the Civil War. That was more than in the First World War. That was more than in the Second World War. Largely because there were no antibiotics and no decent medical care. And a lot of people died from disease and they died from infections. But that took a lot of guts in the Civil War. You know, you think about it. Anybody who's in combat has my deep respect. The Civil War, you're running at each other with bayonets, 3,000 guys against 3,000 guys, and they're cannonballs. And suddenly you're, what, 5 feet from the other guy screaming at you with a bayonet? You know something? That was a bad war. Everything's a bad war. And we are not white nationalists, and Tuberville's lying about that. But what gets me is Tuberville is refusing to permit the promotion of 650 flag officers, the leaders of our military. Lloyd Austin called him, defense secretary, said, you are injuring our national security. The Ruskies and the Chaikoms are picking up on this. He is enabling Putin and enabling Xi, and this guy is simply doing it because he can get away with it. To the House of Lords, to the other 99, get off it. You're not the House of Lords. I'm tired of you. Stick up for your own military. Get these promotions in there and get it immediately. All right. We're coming to the end of the show. Great show. Great callers, as always. Matt Flynn, direct. We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. Signing off for today.
Feeling down?
down, anxious, depressed? You are not alone. According to the World Health Organization, approximately 280 million people have depression, but the majority never receive treatment. At WellPoint Care Network, they can help. Their outpatient clinic staff are both qualified and caring, not to mention highly trained in partnering with you on your healing journey. Make an appointment today at wellpointcare.org. They serve all ages, infants, children, and adults. Both in-person and virtual services are available. Learn more at wellpointcare.org.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens